to know I shouldn't let you go. This means Britney Spears. I don't know. It's what
no,
we had
it doesn't
at
mean
home.
Britney Spears. And we have decided to talk about music again. Yeah. Because the music of 2024 is different. The gay music of 2024 than the music that was in 2023 and 22 and 21. Right?
It's completely different. It's crazy. For example, this year, there are loads of things happening musically.
Happening here. Yes. And that's why we're talking today about gay music 2024. First off, we bought some tickets to go
and see Girls Aloud. We are sure that you too. If you are going to the concert...
Let us know. Where are we going to?
We are going
Manchester,
to...
Manchester? No, it was
because
Wales.
We tried London and
Wales.
It was impossible.
Wales.
So we were like trying, yes. We are going to Wales for the first time, actually.
For the first time.
We've never been there and we are super excited.
Yeah, it's going to be May, the end of May.
It's going to be May.
And we're super, super excited. 2024 is a year full of music. And specifically... Especially this month, which is February.
February.
Why? Not just because of Valentine's Day, which is... But because there's a lot of things going on.
Musically.
Grammy Awards. So the Grammy Awards, we could not talk about the Grammy Awards and about the wig that Miley Cyrus was wearing during...
That was receiving
the prize.
That was a flower, I have to say.
We are super, super proud of Miley Cyrus. I can buy myself
flowers. MC to MC was amazing. Mariah Carey giving that award to Miley Cyrus for the first time ever. We are super proud.
We're super proud of Miley. And we're super proud of the journey that Miley Cyrus did since the beginning. Because I remember Miley doing Anna Montana.
I don't.
Why do we want to talk today about Miley Cyrus and her previous to Miley, which was Anna Montana's style? Because...
Personal brand.
It's something that we... give as an example to our students when they are confused about creating their personal brand or do a rebrand, etc.
I need to find my new way. They don't know. Have a look at Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. What Miley Cyrus did in 2000 and...
Who cares?
I think it was 14,
Who
something
cares?
Like it. She decided to leak a hammer. The breaking point was Breaking Ball. Was the song Breaking Ball because she wanted to...
Breaking balls.
Breaking... Breaking from
from
her past self, right?
And she did.
And she decided.
She
okay,
really did.
I will do this. I will have this haircut, whatever, and that will change my personal brand to what is Miley Cyrus, and it's been very successful for her.
Yeah, I mean, she needed to do something extreme in order to really
rebuild
impact,
herself.
Yeah, impact people and make them think like, hey, okay, so you are not Hannah Montana anymore. We get it. We don't know what's going to be, you know, who you are going
but
to be.
But we know
be.
That there's a
change.
Completely.
It could have been like horrible for her
or
a disaster
great.
And it was great.
It was great.
So,
good job, Miley. We love you.
Very good. Very good.
You are a great
human being.
Human being, and you represent our community
alive.
So well. So we are very proud of you.
Eurovision.
You know that we live between London and Madrid and Wonderland, and in Europe, there's Eurovision.
Yes!
And so February, at least for Spain and Italy, is a month where they decide who's going to go to Eurovision.
No, they know. We all together.
We all decide who's going to go.
The crowd.
To Eurovision.
The judges, obviously.
And so the Spanish one has already been decided.
Amazing. Zorra, which means...
The song is called Zorra.
Foxy.
Foxy by Foxy Lady.
But in Spain is bitch, basically. It's the same. I mean, you use bitch. A bitch is the female of a dog. For us, it's the same meaning. It's the female of the fox.
Of the fox.
Zorra.
This is the name of the song, but she's called Nebulosa.
Nebulosa.
It's a duo.
And they have this song to empower women and LGBTQIA+ people through this song. So we are super happy.
Super happy.
And she's the singer, in her 50s, I believe, which is even better. It's amazing. We are super happy that, you know, the world is changing.
You don't have to be super young or just be like a 19-year-old old too.
Yes. Ageism? No.
Stop it. So we're super proud of that.
We are very happy.
In Italy, they are still deciding because there's this contest. It's called Sanremo. which is the festival of Italian music, basically, right?
Yeah.
And they will decide the winner, and the winner will represent
Italy.
Italy.
In May. It's gonna be May.
Before that, because they, in Spain they have this contest, it's called Benidorm Fest, which if you're in the UK, you probably know Benidorm.
No, you probably know, like, you do know, because you go you, there like...
like all crazy, like every day, every year. You love it. They do the Benidorm Fest. But before that, there was a TV program. I don't know if it's available in... It was in the UK, probably not. Operazione Triunfo.
Operazione Triunfo.
Star Academy. So it's called Star
kind
Academy.
Of like X-Factor. But since the winner, 2001 in
and
Spain.
And the winner was going to represent Spain,
usually.
Right? Usually. Well,
used to go.
Used to go.
Not
now,
anymore.
Then now they do something else.
Yeah, the Benidorm Fest. Now they do Music Month.
Music Month.
There's actually something very special happening this month, musically speaking.
That's true. That's super important. So there are two gay men who are going to release their second song, their second single.
Maybe they are called Arif and Ricky.
Maybe. And the song is gonna be out. Probably it's already out when you're watching this video and the video clip as well. And it's called Un Mundo Realmente Libre, which means I said it with an English accent, by
a
the way.
A world completely free.
Or totally free.
By
free,
the way, it was shot in the UK.
In the UK, it was shot in Plymouth.
It was Plymouth. Well, Plymouth, the area,
yeah.
But and the beach. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
Sand Bay.
Probably Sand Bay.
I don't remember, but yeah, it was really, really nice. We shot the video clip from 5 a.m. in the morning.
It was so fun. It was very cold.
So fun.
But you need to watch it because it's
yes.
It's Disney style.
Yeah, on our...
Arif and Ricky style.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's here up there somewhere. So you have to watch it, please. Listen it on Spotify. Oh, it's our second song because we already
Spanish,
have another song.
Okay, it is in Spanish.
It's
yes.
in Spanish.
But
you will get it. You need to watch the video clip. Because you will get it. It's our second song. We are on Spotify. It's Arif and Ricky, so you can find us there. And we hope you like the music. Please let us know also, like, what you would like to hear from us.
Yes, well, in English, we are sure that most of you will want that, and it will happen. Yeah, we are actually, now the music is becoming like a big part of our lives. Used to be before, but now, like, in a
more.
Bigger way. Also, we are doing a lot of reels.
Oh, you are doing a lot of reels and videos singing.
So check out the rest
our
of
Instagram
our social media.
And yes, even here on YouTube, TikTok, because we are singing. We are singing at least once a week. We are singing, so you can also hear that.
By the way, is gay music
real?
Real is a thing. Do we gay guys like a different type of music or not? LGBTQ people out there, what do you think about this?
If you're a creator,
yes.
Singer, actor, and you want to elevate your personal brand, get better on social media and all that kind of stuff,
reach us out
because we can help you out.
Yes, it's what we teach. We teach personal brand.
For creators. So if you're a creator and you want to break through, come to the Creators Breakthrough Academy. That's the perfect
outfit. We chose the perfect name, no?
Creators Breakthrough Academy.
It's just crazy.
I love the name. By Arif
I love
and Ricky.
It. By Arif and Ricky. It's us, by the way, if you didn't notice. And that was it.
We love you so much.
Love you so much.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes. Ciao. Bye.